This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good morning. I'm Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, and I am here this morning with Dave Cox with Family Vision of Crestview, and I am excited for him to join us this morning and share his story. Thanks for being with us, David.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, I drive by your location there all the time in Crestview, so I'm excited for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about your business and Family Vision.
Well, Family Vision, we have a full service optical. We have an optometrist that we do our exams on Tuesday and Thursday. We sell contact lenses, do contact lens fittings. We have frames that are on the economy side, and then the higher end, Costas, Oakleys, and Ray-Bans, what have you.
So okay, so full range.
Full range optical.
So tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in this business?
Well, years ago, I wanted to be a military police officer, and I had already taken the steps to do that. And then my wife and I, we were sitting there talking. She was my girlfriend then. And we were talking about what our journey was going to be like. You know, we was going to see the world. We were going to just be at different places. And I literally was reaching for the phone to call the recruiter to set up an appointment at Montgomery. And the phone rang. And as I answered it, it was a deacon from the church that I had attended. And he just asked me, hey, you know, what are you doing right now? And I said, really? I don't know. You know, not real sure what I want to do. And he said, look, we're building a new building here in Crestview. We need somebody to learn how to make glasses. And you seem like a pretty decent guy, which I had him fooled. And, you know, I started work there. And through the time, I was like, there's no way I'm going to learn how to make glasses, you know. And because we were physically taking a blank and grinding the prescription into the lenses. And my mom kept telling me, give it another day, give it another day. And so I've been giving it another day for 35 years now. So it's been wonderful.
Wow. Yeah, definitely taking a leap of faith into something different. That's what you do now is not at all like military police.
I've never had to arrest anybody. I've never had to fight anybody. It's been wonderful. So
yeah, not even in the same boat there.
Right.
So you've been doing it for 35 years. So is that has Family Vision of Crestview been there for 35 years then?
No.
Okay.
Where I originally started, it was the business was called Family Vision Center.
Okay.
Dr. Kirk Howard, he owned the place. And I worked for him for 17 years, and then God opened up an opportunity for me to go to another optical place in Niceville. I worked there for 13 years, and then in just an amazing way, he opened up this opportunity for me to be able to, and my business partner, be able to open up this business about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
It's been really, really cool.
Okay. So it was a little bit of a journey to get to where you are now. So
absolutely.
It sounds like doors just keep opening.
Yes, it does, you know, and you know, I had prayed that God would open up these doors and if this is what he wanted me to do, to show me. And it's been overwhelming how he has blessed the business and has given us the opportunity to bless people in the community. This is not something that I'm bragging about that I've done. This is where God has allowed me to be able to love on people and to help them with their glasses. So,
yeah, absolutely. So tell me, are you originally from this area? Have you always lived here or?
My parents, they adopted me in Jacksonville when I was probably about 10 days old. And ever since then, I've been in Okaloosa County. So, yes, I am a native.
I'm a native. Yep, absolutely. Okay. So. So what do you like to do for fun? What do you and your wife do when you're not working?
You know, I know this may sound crazy, but I love cutting grass. I love doing.
I don't know if I've heard anyone else say that.
Hey, I enjoy that. You know, I would cut the grass for the church for some of the ladies from the church that don't have husbands now, and the widows, and you know, cut their yards. I love to fish whenever I get a chance to. I love to hunt whenever I get a chance to. But just spending time with my family and that's one of the things I love the most. So,
yeah, absolutely. So kind of going back to the business side, what do you think has really, what can you attribute to your success? I mean, I know you said you're blessed, but you definitely are. But what do you think has helped you be so successful?
Well, I would say that, you know, we're very customer service oriented. You know, I would rather lose money than make somebody upset. I know that sounds crazy. It's probably not a great, you know, business plan, but, you know, I want to be able to serve the people that come in there. And just, you know, too many times nowadays, people are just, a number, or just, you know, they're not considered as a person. And we love to love on each one of the people that come in there individually. So,
yeah. Yeah. You truly care for your customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Make them feel important.
Yes.
And, you know, going back to what you were saying about, you know, rather lose money than have somebody be upset. Sometimes it's just, you know, integrity and just doing the right thing, you know.
Absolutely. And we try, and that's what we try to do. We try to be above board in everything that we do, and so there won't be any questions of, you know, if there's a misunderstanding financially, which that usually doesn't happen. Sure. I would rather take the loss than have somebody think that we try to cheat them.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, and I'm sure that's why people keep coming back.
I hope so.
Sometimes doing the right thing doesn't sound like the best business plan, but I'd rather be able to sleep at night any day.
Exactly right.
The right thing. So
that's, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more. You said you have an optometrist there on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
What days are you typically open? Do you guys take insurance? What are some other details you could provide our listeners?
So we're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. From 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock. The optometrist is there Tuesday and Thursday, most Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sometimes we're Thursday and Friday. We take VSP insurance. We can take most insurances. We're like an open network company, which means, you know, we try to service all of them. We take sunshine for the frame and lenses. You know, Medicaid, nobody wants to take Medicaid around this area because of it really and truly doesn't pay much. But, you know, I hate sending people to Chipley or Milton, you know, for something like this. So this is a public relations type thing that we're doing. And the doctor is trying to get on board with taking the sunshine and some of the other Medicaid insurances. But
okay. Good to know. What's the best way for someone to find out if you do take their insurance, or for them to look into more? Do you have a website? Should they just call? What would be easiest?
We're still working on the website. I'm still working on that. Give us a call, 850-331-3918. And we'll be happy to tell you what insurances that we're able to take, how they work, and so forth.
Okay. And I have a couple other questions. Mm-hmm. So since I'm definitely not the expert in this field, at what age do you recommend people start having like their child's eyes looked at? I'm asking some general questions now that I'm curious about.
Right. So, I mean, when they can start talking, if you notice your child when they're on their iPad or on their computer, and it looks like their nose is within an inch from the the computer or the iPad, that's the best time to go ahead and get that child seen. Now, there are some times when it's a baby, if you notice that the eye's crossing, you'll want to see, we have a wonderful pediatric ophthalmologist that's here in town, Dr. Tiffany Kruger. Okay. And at the ages from about 6 months old to about eight, we refer them to Dr. Kruger.
Okay.
But you know, other than that, it's funny sometimes, but it's kind of sad that, when a child puts that first pair of glasses on, if they're 5 or 6 years old and they see for the first time the leaves on the trees, it's usually the mom says, "I'm a terrible mom. I can't believe that I didn't know this." Well, yeah, this is what the child has always been able to see. So,
yeah. I've experienced that with my own kids too. Sometimes you don't realize until they get into school, kindergarten or something. And then that's when some things, start coming to light that maybe they're not seeing, like that kind of happened with my own children. Right. So then for all other ages, obviously I was always a contact lens wearer. I had to go every year to get my prescription so I could purchase my contact lenses. Right. But for people that maybe are in glasses or maybe don't have, really haven't suffered from any issues, how often do you recommend that they actually get their eyes checked?
So normally about every 2 years. Okay. Unless there's any kind of medical conditions like diabetes or glaucoma, cataracts, whatever, the doctor typically would want to see them about every year. But just for a normal eye and normal eye conditions, about once every 2 years.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, I guess I thought it was every year just because I always had to go get, my prescription updated to get. But for people that aren't needing an updated prescription, that's good to know.
Well, with the contact lenses, because you're wearing this apparatus on your eye, the doctor likes to see a contact lens patient once a year to make sure you're not overwearing the contact lenses, that the health of that eye is good. And that's why it's so scary sometimes when people are buying contact lenses online that a lot of times when you go and get the contact lenses online, it's not the same brand as what you had asked for.
Yeah.
And so, and then if you're not getting an eye exam every year to check the health of the eye, there are several things that can happen. A corneal ulcer. If you ever get a corneal ulcer, you'll never want to overwear your contact lenses again.
Oh, wow.
And then another thing called giant papillary conjunctivitis, where you get like cobblestones on the top of your eyelids and it makes it.
I used to get that when I would wear monthlies and I had to switch to dailies. I've since had LASIK, but yes, I used to get that. I had to switch to dailies.
Yes.
For that reason. Yes.
Yeah.
Miserable.
That's what I understand.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I just thought that might kind of help some of our listeners that maybe might have some questions. So I appreciate you being here. Give us your phone number one more time so our listeners know where to call if they have questions or they just want to schedule an appointment.
It's 850-331-3918.
All right. Perfect. Well, there you go. Well, I appreciate it so much. I appreciate being on the show and just telling our listeners your story and sharing that with us and your journey. Hopefully they got something out of this. And if they are looking to get an eye exam, I hope that they give you a call. Again, David Cox with Family Vision of Crestview. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Laura.
All right. Have a good one. And we will definitely talk again soon.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.